And so you got married one day.
So we did,
You did. And how did you meet Charles?
Oh, the dancers, of course. Most of them, that's what it is. Yeah. But I always say it's because he winked at me and the bus.
On the way to Inverness?
Aye.
I see. Right. That got your attention. Yeah. That got your attention.
Yeah. But I didn't let on though.
No.
I didn't see anything.
No.
I just let it happen. But it was good right now, because Charlie was in the army till the end of the war, you see.
Mm. What regiment was that then? Was that the Camerons?
Oh no. The Lovats.
The
Lovat Scouts. Aye, Lovat Scouts are a Bewley, from Bewley, and when they went to war, they had to leave their horses somewhere. They had horses in a regiment at first, and then he was training for winter warfare.
Right.
But he did his training in Canada, so that was it. But I didn't really know him then, you see.
No.
I knew of them. It was quite a family.
A long way to go for training, wasn't it? All the way to Canada.
Aye, but they were sort of still in the army, you see.
Yes.
So you just all went. Mm-hmm. And it was a story no long ago in the Kurien, where they were in the Faroe Islands. It's a funny place, and it's supposed to be important for the Germans to get that island. And they sent a bomber, and they shot it down with a Bren gun. Just an ordinary.
Yeah.
They couldn't believe it.
The troops on the Faroes.
And Charlie says that. They took the boys prisoner, the ones that were on the plane. Oh. Charlie said they were glad to be captured.
Yes.
Because they knew they would be
looked after.
But there's been a whole lot of people claimed it was their Bren gun that did it.